my next guest asserts that it's no longer the Whitmer Doctrine, but the Shirky Doctrine when it comes to dealing with COVID-19 cases in Michigan. I find that curious, to say the least. Chad Livengood, senior reporter for Cranes Detroit, joining me. Chad, how are you?
Good morning, Steve.
Hard to understand why you would think it was the Shirky Doctrine, but I'm all ears.
Well, Mike Shirky is the most powerful Republican politician in Michigan right now.
That's an oxymoron, powerful Republican in Michigan. There is no such thing, but please, carry on.
Well, he is. He controls a chamber of the legislature. Lee Chatfield, the House Speaker, is term limited. He is gone in 2 months. But Mike Shirky is still going to be in power for the next 2 years. So he is going to have a say in how we manage this state for the next year or two coming out of this pandemic.
Well, you can say that, but come on, Chad. Nothing has changed. Even after the Supreme Court struck down as unconstitutional all of her executive orders, she being Governor Whitmer, of course, after April 30th, everything else stayed in place through health departments, local and statewide. Nothing has changed. Shirky certainly doesn't have any input on any of that. What has changed? Nothing that I can tell. In fact, compliance with mask rules and so forth runs at somewhere at 90% or better. Restrictions on restaurants and so forth still in place. Restrictions on bars still in place. What's changed?
Well, what's changed is that Mike Shirky has a voice, and he is out talking about herd immunity and dismissing the effectiveness of mask use, and that's adding to the discourse right now in what people are trying to come to grips with, as we're seeing a surge in new cases.
Right. This is, hold on, Chad. This is under Gretchen Whitmer's plan, because, again, nothing from her plan has changed since the Supreme Court made its ruling. She tried to say this week that somehow the Supreme Court had an impact on the number of cases. That's patently false. You know it, and so do I. Nothing's changed. The rules are all still in place that were in place throughout this pandemic, and most recently, you know, mask mandates and restrictions on capacity and so forth. Nothing has changed, and yet here we are. You're right. We have the highest 7-day rolling average of new cases at any point since this whole pandemic began. This is following her rules and her lead. You can't blame Mike Shirky for any of this.
I'm not blaming Mike Shirky for the surge, but his rhetoric is adding confusion in the public. And I believe that is part of part of the Shirky Doctrine here.
Chad, in fairness, seen as
having the upper hand here or having done the right thing. Her policies did lead to the flattening of the curve.
Did that?
Her shutdown did. We were at 115 cases a day.
Well, hold on. If that's true, then why do we have record numbers of cases today?
We have a record number of cases because we reopened the entire economy, and people
we did not
have,
hold on
let
again,
down their guard.
Chad. Don't be reckless with the facts. We did not reopen the entire economy. Restaurants would beg to differ. How many businesses are closed permanently? Hundreds, thousands, actually. They're gone. The economy's not fully reopened by any stretch of the imagination.
But
because if it were, our unemployment rate
no
would be about 4%.
Not at
14% as it is in Michigan. You know that, and so do I.
Look, Steve, there are no longer any businesses that are restricted to be are no longer closed by government order, and trust me, I thought that some of those restrictions I wrote about the bowling alleys and
because there are some businesses that are closed permanently. They're bankrupt. They're gone. I would say those are closed permanently. Maybe you and I have a different definition, but by government requirement anymore, no, because many. One in four restaurants is bankrupt. Might be one in three now in Michigan, statewide. Bankrupt, gone,
right.
Permanently.
So I'll give you an anecdote. The Monday after the Supreme Court ruling, a friend of mine had construction contractors show up to her house in Ferndale, walked in without mask, and she said, "Where's your mask?" And they said, "The Supreme Court ruled Whitmer's EOs are invalidated. We don't have to wear them anymore." Just because the state health director has said you have to wear masks doesn't mean people are going to listen to a bureaucrat more than they would listen to the governor of Michigan.
All right, so one construction worker didn't lead to this spike in cases. It didn't. I still go to the grocery store. I still wear my mask to make people happy. even though its efficacy is dubious. And I can look around, and you can use your eyes as well, Chad. Everybody's still wearing masks. Everybody's still socially distancing. Everybody's still washing their hands. And to suggest that somehow the Supreme Court decision had any impact at all on the number of cases is absurd. It has no basis in fact.
The part of the Shirky Doctrine is the legislature is not going to provide any leadership or guidance at this point. That is essentially what they are saying. They are not going to do anything to reinforce the public health orders.
They don't need to. Robert Gordon has done that.
To the confusion of the public.
Robert Gordon has already done that. Why would the Republicans need to reinforce what's already been reinforced by Robert Gordon?
So that there's not any more legal challenges to it, and adding to the chaos.
I don't think that Mike Shirky has any control over who files lawsuits in the state. Now, maybe I'm wrong about
Mike
his power.
Mike Shirky sued the governor over this.
But I'm talking about other lawsuits. I'm talking about other lawsuits, as you indicated, from against the health department. Mike Shirky has no control over
that. He has encouraged these lawsuits.
I see. So it's Mike Shirky's fault that the numbers are spiking.
It's not Mike Shirky's fault the numbers are spiking, but Mike Shirky is contributing to the public confusion and talking about herd immunity that public health experts say would require 6.5 million people in Michigan to contract COVID-19 before we build up the immunity. That means 30,000 more deaths.
Herd immunity usually
Mike
comes
Shirky's,
at about 30% of the population.
Shirky believes that.
Well, I don't think it's adding to confusion, but you're entitled to have that opinion, and I appreciate it. I just don't happen to agree with it. But, Chad, I appreciate you being here.
Jay, thanks for having me, Steve.
As always, Chad Livengood, senior reporter for Crain's Detroit. I just don't subscribe to that point of view. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. The finger pointing is quite something, isn't it? 25 after.